ओके, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। सो इन द 12th चैप्टर वी सॉ द फर्स्ट 5 वर्सेस, देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस, पर्सनल एंड इंपर्सनल। And the main purpose of Shripad Ramanujacharya is to prove the personal form of worship. That is, the Lord has a form. There are people who say the Lord is not having a form. Yeah, yeah. So, this there are people who prove that there is no form of Krishna and all. But Rama, main purpose of Shripad Ramanujacharya is to prove that the Lord has a form. And he has qualities. So, today I will just explain to you to what extent Ramanujacharya went to prove this. Do you remember, by chance, Yamunacharya's 3 fingers were clenched?
Yes.
Do you remember the 3 promises? What are the 3 promises?
First promise was to if one spread bhakti.
Yes, very good. Second?
Second, that someone's name,
should be what? That is the third one actually. What you are saying is the third one. The second one was, now carefully observe. There is a scripture called Vedanta Sutra. And that Vedanta Sutra, he promised his guru that he will write a commentary. Commentary on Vedanta Sutra that will glorify the personal form of the Lord. That will describe the qualities of the Lord. And what is the third promise? That he would name one of his disciples, Parashara Muni, who is the author of Vishnu Puran. Understood? 3 promises. Now see how Ramanuja fulfills the second promise. That is writing a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Now, there was a book called Bodhayana Vritti. What? Bodhayana Vritti.
Bodhayana Vritti.
And it was written by Bodhayana Muni. And only one copy was available. And this copy was in Kashmir, in the Sharada Peetam, there. Only one copy was available. And from that book, Ramanuja had to take some notes and prepare a full commentary. That is why Ramanuja had many disciples. Some of his disciples are Puresh, Dasharati, Danurdas. Some of them, he had many. And I'll tell you one someday the story of Puresh. It's wonderful. So this, these 3 disciples, some of the disciples of Ramanuja, they went walking from Kanchipuram to Kashmir. It took months. No, that time no train, no rickshaw, no car, nothing was there. And why he went? To fulfill the promise he had given to his guru. You and I, what we will do? We will walk till Kashmir. We will say, okay, let it be. Right? But he fulfilled the... He was so serious to fulfill his guru's promise. He went walking there. While walking, they didn't get food. They used to beg. That is how they live. No, they don't go to office. All of them... They go and they beg for food and they take. This is how they went walking to Kashmir. And after going to Kashmir after long months, in spite of all this, there were some Brahmanas who were also the worshippers, impersonal form of worshippers. Such people are called Mayavadis. Okay? Who worship the impersonal form of Krishna. That is, they don't believe that there is a form for Krishna. So those people... when Ramanuja went and told them that please give me this book, Bodhayana Vritti, they said their book is not there. Just imagine. After walking for so many months for that book, they are saying the book is not there. But the king of that place, the local king, he was kind and he was good person. He found and then he said the book is there. And Ramanuja said, okay, we'll do one thing. In Sharada Peetam, Sharada is the name of Saraswati. He said, we will keep this book in the temple, near Saraswati. If we'll keep it, if that book, tomorrow when we open the doors of the temple, if that book lies down, then means it belongs to you. If that book is in the hands of Saraswati, then that book is for me. Are you able to understand?
Yes.
What did I say?
For
everyone. But if it is on the hands of Saraswati, it is for Ramanuja. And then he went home. I mean, he went away from there. Now, these all these Brahmanas, they didn't want the book to go in Ramanuja's hand. So, they bribed the priests of Saraswati Devi. What did they do? They gave him lot of gold coins. And they said, you bring the book to us. So, he went, it was midnight. He went inside the temple and to his surprise, the book was in the hands of Saraswati Devi. And he took the book and he went outside, he gave it to those Brahmanas and those Brahmanas burnt the book. Okay. The next day, Ramanuja, along with all of his disciples, everyone came, the doors of Saraswati Devi opened. And the book was not down, not in the hands of the Saraswati. Where is the book? Ramanuja was asking. So then, he came to know that these people had burnt the book. He really felt sad. But Ramanuja was confident that Saraswati Devi must have not allowed these fools to burn the book. Because there was only one copy available at that time. That is why... He knew that Saraswati will not allow such a thing to happen. So he said, you go and check in the locks of her hair. So they went and they checked in the hair of Saraswati. The whole book was there, Bodhayana Vritti. So they he took the book. And one more thing is, why Ramanuja was so confident? Because some time back, Saraswati had come in the dream of Ramanuja. And she told him to write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And he wrote a very beautiful commentary glorifying Lord Krishna. So she was so happy because even she is a devotee of Lord Krishna. So if you keep on leaning on that only will happen, no? You please take the photo and keep it on that cot. Keep it on that cot. So this, where was I? Yeah, Saraswati Devi had come in the dream and he had written a beautiful commentary glorifying Krishna. And since Saraswati Devi is also, so if you chant the names of Krishna, Saraswati also becomes happy. Why do you worship Saraswati? So that you do good in your studies, right? But if you worship Krishna, Saraswati becomes more happy. Because she is also a devotee of Krishna. This all the scriptures say. So Saraswati, she was so happy. That is why she Ramanuja knew that Saraswati will not allow such a thing to happen. So he said he go and check in the locks of her hair. And he got the book and Ramanuja said, now I will go back quickly from here. Otherwise these Brahmanas again they will do something and they will try to snatch the book away from me. So they started walking back to Kanchipuram. And on the way, these Brahmanas, they sent dacoits to take the book. And the dacoits came and they snatched the book away from Ramanujacharya's and they went away. Now Ramanujacharya was very sad. But at that time, see, this is how a student should be. This is the quality of a student, a good student. He had the best disciple called Kuresh. And this Kuresh, he told to his, just watch the words. He told Ramanujacharya, every day they would walk from morning to evening, till night almost, to reach back. And he said, after walking the whole day, in the night everyone would sleep. But Kuresh, he got up and he read every day the whole pages of Bodhayana Vritti. And he told, see, this is how a student is. He told to his Guru, Guru Maharaj, by your mercy, whatever I read, every word I can memorize. So by your mercy, the whole Bodhayana Vritti I have by hearted. Can you imagine? This is the power of devotion to your Guru. By your mercy, I have by hearted the whole book. Tell me, Guru Maharaj, when do you want? I am ready for you anytime. So Ramanujacharya, and he said, do you want to come write the commentary here, or you should we go to Srirangam? Then Ramanuja, they all went back to Srirangam, and Ramanuja used to speak and Kuresh used to write it down. So he started writing the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And at one point, Ramanuja, he told a specific line and Kuresh did not write that line. So Ramanuja told that line again. Kuresh did not write it down. Ramanuja said, if you think you can write a better commentary than me, why don't you write it? So Kuresh didn't say anything. And Ramanuja went away from there. Another disciple of Ramanuja called Dasharathi, he came and told to Kuresh, why you did like this? You know what Kuresh said? I am like a shoe of my Guru Maharaj. I am the shoe of my Guru. Like sometimes we use the shoe, sometimes we remove the shoe. The same way, my Guru has removed me for some time. I am just waiting when he will come and again use me. Understood? This was his thoughts. Then Ramanuja went and he thought, why Kuresh did not write that line? He thought over it and then he came to the conclusion. Basically, in short, I will tell you, Ramanuja said that the soul is all cognizant and some more lines. But that would prove, you know what is a soul, right? Now all of you, that is part and parcel of Krishna, a small part. We all are souls, but we are not God. Understood? There are people who say that we are God. That is wrong. We are servants of God. So the soul, he wrote that it is all cognizant, but Ramanuja reframed the sentence. He said the soul is cognizant and the eternal nature, that is the permanent nature of a soul, is it is the servant of the Lord. When he told this line, Kuresh started writing it. Because this book was going to come for generations and people should not think that we are God. We are servants of God. That should be the mood. That is why we have to serve Krishna. So that point Kuresh wanted to elaborate. Then Kuresh started writing the point. Ramanuja started dictating. And then Kuresh wrote the whole. I mean Ramanuja dictated the whole thing. Kuresh wrote. And the whole commentary was ready. Now Ramanuja took the book again to Sharada Peetam. To show it to Saraswati. Walking again. He went to Saraswati. They showed the book. And Saraswati Devi was so happy with that book. She herself named the book as Shri Bhashya. This is how Ramanuja fulfilled the second promise that he gave to Yamunacharya. Understood? Shri Yamunacharya ki.
Yes.
Shri Ramanujacharya ki.
Yes.
His divine grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.